All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're going back to the well on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. There's just too much darn information out there that Doug and I can share here. We still have our commitment to have quality guests on, but we really feel that there is so much happening right now that we need to come back with a Doug and Dave Intel Report. I've actually thought about having this go 4 days a week out of the five, just because I think these shows are the most productive. No slab on our guests. We got great guests, but you guys are telling us that the Doug and Dave Intel Report is just kicking butt and taking names. The ratings are off the chart. I got a call today from a guy from the podcast service and who monitors it, and he was telling me how the numbers were going, and you guys are putting us up there. I mean, we're really attracting a lot of attention, but sometimes it's the wrong kind of attention. Doug and I have both experienced extreme communications interference today. I was talking to a government official about 45 minutes ago, and we got disconnected and cannot reconnect. And Doug's had communication issues this morning. I was also talking to the victim of a violent crime, and I promised her that I would not get specific as to this, but we got cut off today. So they're certainly monitoring yours truly, and they're also monitoring Doug. And I want to say something, too, because we're going to get into an area that we never talk about on this show. We talk about the spiritual domain with regard to Jesus Christ, you know, versus Satan. This is a spiritual war that we're going through, and I think most of us who are Christians recognize that. But this has actually manifested itself in the lives of Doug and his family. And he calls it, he says, I live on the Mini Skinwalker Ranch. And I just share this very quickly. About a month before my undergraduate graduation, I was working on a group project, and this gal invited me to her place so we could finish up our part. And she was telling me how this place, she couldn't wait to get out of it because it was demonically possessed. And I said, well, how do you deal with it? Because I knew she wasn't crazy. I had known her for 2 years. And I said, I've never heard you talk about this. She goes, people think I'm nuts when I do. But she says, we have orbs that appear here and poltergeists and all kinds of, the room gets really cold. And I said, well, what do you do? She goes, sometimes I leave, but sometimes I get left alone if I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And you're saying, Dave, you have never talked about this stuff before. Well, we're about to, in a mini fashion with Doug. We're also going to talk about how the Biden administration is deliberately trying to screw 7 million veterans of fighting age and veterans who are not of fighting age. And we're going to get into that as well. And there's some late-breaking developments as of this recording with regard to the Trump persecution to try to keep him out of office. And we're going to be sharing that today, too. Before we go to Doug and hear this interesting story about his Mini Skinwalker Ranch, need to let you know, I'm talking to people around the country on a regular basis. Some of them are survivalists like Bob Griswold. They all say the same thing. Pretty soon, the only food you're going to have is what's in your house. Well, if you go to foodwithdave.com, you'll get 25-year shelf life. You'll get restaurant quality, 2,000 calories per day, a great sales, $200 of prepping gear for qualified offers. They've got it all. Foodwithdave.com. Please, please, please don't be a victim. There's a reason why Bill Gates and China are buying up our farmland. Okay, and you start applying common sense here, you're going to recognize your only salvation is to have your own food. And along those lines, Doug constantly talks about grid down scenarios, and I know he's absolutely right about what's coming. Well, if that happens, you're going to have to scavenge for water. So you're going to need to have the best water filtration system out there, because waterborne illnesses will be the death of us all if we don't take care of it. So what do? You go to waterwithdave.com. You'll see all the research on the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. Realize it, too, has a great sale, but they limit production to keep costs down, and they will sell out. Every time they come out with new ads, it doesn't take long till they sell out. So you want to act quickly. So we've got the food, and we've got the water. We've also got more coming, but we try to bring you products that we fear that you will need. Even though we hope you don't need it, we fear you're going to need it, and we're imploring you, please take care of your family, because you cannot trust this administration to help you. Why? Because you're an American, and Biden and his cronies hate America. The Doug and Dave Intel Report, going into a new area. Doug, I appreciate you having the courage to speak about some of the crap that's been going on in your backyard that reminds me of the Skinwalker Ranch. I'll just kind of turn it over to you and let you talk about it.
Well, I don't really ever talk about this too much. The area that we're in, the county that we're in, is considered to be, in some websites, like the most paranormal county in Texas. A lot of people have problems with the word paranormal. I don't. I don't know what else you want to call it, but we have some serious spiritual problems here. We have the highest number of witches covens in our county, in Parker County, Texas. We're right next door to Palpinto County, which is where the Mineral Wells Baker Hotel is, which is the most haunted building in Texas. And then they have four or five other, quote, haunted places that are out there. And there's a really big mystery that is involved with this town right next to us that may have to do with a former German doctor who was abducting children and performing surgery on them. And to go along with all that, the area that we're in is the land site of a gigantic battle that happened between frontiersmen and I believe it was the Cherokee. And this area, excuse me, the Comanche, sorry. This area that we're in, it's a massacre site. There was over 200 families that were killed here. So blood heavily stains the ground. This area that we're also in is where there are Indian burial grounds, which some people would say that's, you know, ritualistic grounds. In the area that we specifically live in, there are abandoned gold mines in this area. A friend of mine has stumbled upon a map that shows the exact area that we're in to have gold mines in there. And I have a very strong metal detector, like a $900 metal detector. And I have picked up hints of gold periodically in certain areas that says that it's 6 to 8 feet below me. And I'm always like, that's got to be a wrong reading. And then the revelation comes, there's gold mines out here. So you got gold mines. You've got potential silver mines out here. We've got the Comanche burial grounds, the Comanche massacre sites. There's like 13 witches' covens in our area. You know, haunted buildings all around. We have a lot of cartel operations going on. Oh, right next door to Fort Worth and Dallas. So, you know, in the words of Brother Russ Dizdar, we got action going on here.
Yeah, he does say that. Brother Russ has been known to say that.
Yeah, and we have Russ's Black Awakening book, his text handbook for study guide. My wife is actually taking his college course level classes that were on his website that he offered, the 12-week classes. And, you know, every time we listen and we read the books and we pray, we get more revelation of what's going on around here. But with what happens while we are learning more spiritually about what's happening here, is things start to happen to us here. Now, any of you that are out there and you get into prayer warfare, I know that's one of the things that's kind of harped on really big by some people. And then other people within the Christian industry, other people say, it's a bunch of hooey. Well, I'll tell you, as a guy who, you know, for 15 years, I carried a gun professionally for the government. I never gave it much thought until I met this guy named Steve Quell one day. Mm-hmm. And after going to Steve Quell's, we went to Blue Eye, Missouri, to Jeff Baker's place to meet Steve and Pastor David Langford. It was a very, very humble meeting. Met Gary Haven the first time there. And what we ended up doing was, on the way up there, we were listening to the book Hunt for Skinwalker. And I got really, really big into Skinwalker Ranch because I'd never heard of it before. And I was like, man, this is just enthralling. All these paranormal things are happening on this one ranch. And then come to find out there's dozens all throughout this area within Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Colorado, and then also Utah. And within my area, within driving range, there's at least three different places that have been ranked in the top 10, like Skinwalker Ranches. And they're all within probably a day's driving range of me. Oh, by the way, Lockheed Martin's testing grounds are 25 miles east of me as the crow flies. So lots of things going on around here.
Yeah.
But what we get here on the farm is we have had, oh Lord, here we go. We've had disembodied voices. It sounds like, you know, my in-laws lived with us for a period of time out here on the farm. They had their own place out here. And they heard the same thing in their residence, where you would hear a baby crying. You would hear people talking, but not making words. It's just like a murmuring. You would have the house would rattle and shake, right? That's not normal. We don't get earthquakes out here. So the house would rattle and shake and not happen to our neighbors. We have seen orbs. We've seen yellow orbs. We've seen orange orbs. We've seen blue orbs. Blue orbs are like the most common theme that we've seen around here. I have personally seen it three times. And the area that we have personally seen it is where there's a large reservoir, and it's owned by the state. It's like 30 acres worth, and you see it around the reservoir, and then it goes into the backside of my pasture where there's a creek, and you'll see them floating, hovering, whatever you want to call it, through the trees, but not like casting a shadow or a shade of light, which is the most interesting thing to me about this, because I try to view everything as in a scientific method. Not that I discount anything, but I always want to make sure that I'm not believing what my lying eyes are telling me. So I make observations, and I've experienced things that I can't explain to you. Coming back from Blue Eye, Missouri, from Jim Baker's place, me and my wife listening to Skinwalker Ranch, or Hunt for Skinwalker book. We finish it, we get home, lie down that night, and me and her both say, man, wouldn't that be weird if we woke up and there was a cattle mutilation in the back pasture where our cows are? So, coming home from work, I get the phone call, frantic phone call. Doug, one of the steers is dead out in the pasture. Like, what? One of the steers is dead? So I call my neighbor. They come over there to help look at it. And I told them, don't touch anything. Don't walk around it. Don't touch it. Don't lift it up with the tractor or nothing. I want to see everything. I'm fixing to do my own little investigation because that's not normal. And I knew in the back of my mind it was a cattle mutilation. Okay. And so when I get there, what's the first thing that I find? The ear has been perfectly lasered off. Perfectly lasered off. You have the genitals of the steer are missing, and I mean all the genitals, and then all the blood is gone. It's been fully exsanguinated. There wasn't any hemorrhaging coming out of the nose or the eyes or the ears, so there's no brain problems there. There was no puncture wounds. There was no lacerations. There was no abrasions. There was no fractures of anything on the cow's legs. It was perfectly healthy. About a year old, mean as hell too. And you couldn't get near this thing. So it wasn't like a group of people ran out there and, you know, grabbed it and threw it down. I'd have bodies all over the ground if that was true. So I call up a friend of mine who is, he's our cattle vet, and he comes out and he does a full carcass evaluation. And I asked him, I said, Doc, and I got the document too, by the way, I kept it. I said, Doc, tell me what happened, because the night that this happened, Dave, I called the sheriff's department, and probably one of the dumbest investigators I've ever seen in my life comes out, looks at the cow, because I reported it as one police officer calling another law enforcement branch. Maybe a brother could reach out to another brother and I could get some explanations here, see if there's a pattern of behavior. You know, am I the first victim of this, or are there other cows in the area that this has been happening to? They had almost nothing to say to me, which is strange because they know me and I know them. And the investigator says, oh, yeah, well, looks like a silver fox did that. And I said, listen, man, I don't mean to tell you your business, but I've been doing this for a long time. And I know you've been doing this for a long time. But that's about a 900-pound steer. And you're going to tell me something about the size of a cat? Took that steer down, ate its ear off perfectly, walked away with the genitals, and sucked all the blood out. And he just looked at me with this weird expression that it made my hackles raise when he gave me this weird look. He's like, yep, that's what I'm telling you. Like if he knew something, right? Like if he knew something and he wasn't going to tell me, he wasn't going to confirm anything to me. So I said, okay, well, you guys are done. Get the hell off my land then. Because if you're going to lie to me while this traumatic thing has happened to me and my family, you can get off my land. And so I asked Doc to come out. Doc does the whole carcass evaluation. And I treated it like a crime scene. I took pictures of it. There was no footprints. There was nothing. Crows haven't landed on it. The vultures hadn't landed on it. The bugs have been on it. That's about it. And I thought that was strange because we have hawks and owls and buzzards everywhere, and they circle all day long, nonstop. And nothing stopped and got on that native. So I called Steve Quayle. I said, Steve, this just happened. Cattle mutilation, backyard. He said, oh, man. He said, you need to take that thing, put it out away from the family, put a game camera on it, and see if anything comes to eat it. I said, why? He said, it just scientific observation. This is what they did at Skinwalker Ranch because he knew some of those people. And let's see if this happens here too. I said, okay. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll trust you. So we get the tractor. We haul the steer out. And Doc and I set up a game camera, cleared an area out near the creek. And this is an area where we got hogs. And there's at least six different packs of coyotes that I have counted so far. So I figured, you know, probably by tonight, this stinky thing is going to be tore apart. 3 months went by, and the only thing that I ever got was two vultures landing on it. And that was it. The carcass completely decomposed. The bones laid where it was. And then we took the bones and pretty much just, you know, burned it all. And I thought that the weirdest thing was that nothing happened to the cow. Like, and then in my mind, my wife and I are trying to figure out every explanation that could happen about this stupid cow, right? You know, was it aliens? Because Tim Alberino, our good friend, he says it was aliens. He explained to me the way a UFO could come over and could suck this thing up into the spacecraft, and because it warps time and space, it could be in there for 15 minutes being dismembered and then dropped back down to the ground, because it does look like it was just plopped on the ground and then just fly off, and it could have been a whole minute because of the way the alien spacecraft works. Now, I'm not an alien spacecraft expert. Tim seems to know more about that than me, so I'll believe what Tim says, or I'll take his word for it. But then me and my wife also beckoned back and forth that could this be spiritual? And very much could it be spiritual, because of all the spiritual attacks that happen to us on this godforsaken piece of soil that we're on. And we bless this home. Man, we walk all four corners. We read the Bible. We play praise and worship music. We anoint the four corners with oil. We anoint the four corners of the house with oil. We anoint the doors with oil. We anoint the freaking walls, the windows, you know, plead the blood of Jesus over this place, over the barn, over our garage, you know, over all the animals. We even, you know, go by and bless the dogs. You know, hey, little watchdog, you better stay awake. And still stuff happens. Last night, and I don't know if many of you know this or not, but this month is one of those crazy months where there's a lot of stuff happening around us demonically. This month is a very big month for human sacrifice, for kidnapping. The marriage of the beast is coming up soon. So we are, you know, we stay up until 3 a.m. sometimes praying. And this is what happened last night. I fell asleep probably about 2:30. I was in the book of Matthew. I think it was at like Matthew 4 by the time I had fallen asleep. And at 3 a.m, Dave, at the witching hour, something hit my door, my front door, where I'm sleeping at in my living room, sleeping on the couch. And something hits my front door to the point that I thought someone was trying to get in my house. And I went into full cop mode, you know, sprung off the couch, grabbed my gun, racked it back. And buddy, I was ready to start, you know, saying hi to people. So I opened up the door, and my guard dogs sleep right there by the door, by the way. They didn't make a sound. They didn't make a sound. Now, my dog, Vader, my big 100-plus-pound black shepherd, he looks like a big black wolf. He does this thing when he wants in or he wants out. He'll hit the door handle with his nose. And sometimes he can hit it hard, and you can hear it, you know, all the way throughout the house. And I thought maybe it was Vader. Maybe he got himself out of his kennel somehow. He Houdini'd himself out, and that's what happened. But Vader and my other dog, Roxy, are still in the kennel staring at me like, hey, Dad, what's going on? And I'm all freaked out now because I'm like, whatever I heard was as close to someone trying to kick through my door as you could get. And my dogs didn't even bark. And I have other guard dogs outside. Right? I'm very old school. I believe you use dogs as censoring objects, and they can sense what's going on, and they can bark. And that bark, typically, if you think about it through a law enforcement perspective, they can delay, they can deny, they can distract, and they can you know, alert me to anything that's going on. You know, if a bad guy hears a 150-pound guard dog barking, or at least when they find out there's several of them out there, typically you think, oh, this is going to deter me from my criminal occupation currently, and I'm not going to mess with this guy's house. But they weren't barking. So now I'm like, what in the hell is going on? And I went and woke my wife up. By the time I woke her up, it was 3:10. I'd already searched the entire house. I'd been outside walking around. I mean, I was mad, Dave. I was looking for a fight. You know, spiritually, I guess you could say I was revved up. I'm sitting here rebuking Satan as I'm walking around with a pistol in my hand, pissed off. It's 3 a.m. and I'm awake. And and I go and tell my wife, like, hey, you won't believe what just happened and what time it is. And she just smiled. She's like, of course, because we've been praying against witchcraft. We've been praying against human sacrifice. We've been praying against the covens in the area. And this stuff has been happening. And my wife is a heck of a prayer warrior. You know her. She knows her Bible from Genesis to Revelation. She knows that Bible, and she uses it like a sword. And the thing about it is, for all of you out there, if you are anywhere like us, when you challenge the when you challenge the demons that hold warrant over your area, okay, when you start shaking the nest, you're going to disrupt things, and things are going to be upset that your prayer is now disrupting their operations. And you're going to get visits. We've got visits from people out in town. We've been driving through town one day, Dave, and just randomly went to Dairy Queen, got the kids some ice cream, playing praise and worship music, and you know, praying over the town. And all of a sudden, there was just this random guy at a gas station, looks right at us and points right at us and points and continues to follow and point us as we're, you know, driving by like 20 miles an hour. And I'm sitting here behind the steering wheel going, what in the world is going on? Because we were literally just praying against the Democratic control of the town. We were praying against the witchcraft. And my wife is like, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is the stuff that happens when I drive around and I'm praying over the town. Because when I was going to work, when I was at DHS still, I was gone quite a bit. I mean, there were times when I was gone for 6-7 months out of the year on deployments. And so, you know, my wife, what I would say, took care of this town, her and her sister-in-law. And they drive around all day, you know, day or night. They actually went to the courthouse one time here in Town Square. And they were praying around the courthouse. Nothing illegal about praying. And they were anointing the courthouse. All right, nothing illegal about anointing. And then the, I believe it was the city police department comes over there and starts harassing them. Who are you? What are you doing here? We've already got like a dozen complaints that you've been walking around this place. And as my wife would tell you, we had just got there and they immediately came over and said, we got a dozen complaints and they got all kinds of bad vibes. So you got to understand something. When you're talking about occultism, the cults that are in your area, the witches covens, and you know, don't take it from me. I'm not the world expert in this. Me and my wife are greatly learning. My wife much better at this than I, and I'm more of like a backseat student. I give a different perspective to what she looks at spiritually. I'm looking at criminally. And as Russ would say, the two connect. Okay. The two definitely connect. So my wife and I are a very good team with this. And she schools me up quite a bit, man. She schools me up quite a bit on all this stuff. And I'm glad I have a wife who is honed in on this type of stuff, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but mm-hmm. against powers mm-hmm. and principalities. Let me tell you something. Those powers are your local law enforcement. They're your judges. They're your lawyers. They're your city municipal people. They're your mayor. They're your governors. You know, the federal law enforcement, they're part of the military. They're everywhere throughout everything. Just look at Broward County, Florida, and look at how many different times the sheriff of Broward County, Florida, like once a month, comes up with, oh, yeah, we just had another a child porn sting and we picked up like 50 people again. It's always this huge number of like 20 to 50 people. Well, that recently just happened here in Texas a couple different times. And when you talk about child porn, the snuff porn stuff, the horrific stuff, and also abductions and human trafficking, you are in the realm of the occult. There's no doubt about it. There's no the distribution of people in the form of sex slavery is absolutely black magic. Sexual magic. It is absolutely demonic, empowered, inspired. And a lot of it, especially here in Texas, you have a lot of it to do with the cartels. Hey, buddy, go to Mexico. I'll take you to El Paso, and you can walk around yourself, and you can see just how bad things are. The cartels out there, and Dave, you know this. I'll let you speak about it. The cartels out there in Mexico are devil worshipers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
This goes to, we're going to have to do a show on the Brigger Report, and where you probably will do most of the interviewing of me, and it's stuff I know firsthand that's going on in Arizona, where the cartel are using money laundering operations, and I'll just short circuit this right for now, to control a lot of Arizona's politicians, law enforcement, and so forth. And what we know is this is widespread in at least 26 states from the Brigger Report with all these affidavits. And at the core of it is the Sinaloa cartel. And we know the Sinaloa cartel are heavily into the occult, heavily into the occult. They do China's bidding, but they have their own occultic practices. So you're exactly right. So where you find cartel, you're going to find the occult.
Yep, every time. Every time. And the more you study about this and the more powerful your prayers get, the more you're going to get attacked, or what I would say, disruption of operations. All right. So you
Just before we go on, tell what happened to your communications this morning, and I'll talk about mine.
Well, just randomly, my phone completely cut out. And so we had some technical issues that were, I don't know, it was strange. I had just got off the phone, actually, with Jamie Walden, because we're planning a big type of event over there at Jamie Walden's place. Something fun for everyone to get to go and do, and phone cuts out. And so, you know, I don't understand. You were calling, and then I hung up with Jamie, and I'm trying to answer the phone for you, and just the phone just completely goes down.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was strange, because more or less what happened is, like, we had a connection or disconnect of service from our phone and Verizon, like if the bill wasn't paid. So we had to, you know, pay the bill and restart the phones, and now everything's fine. But we shouldn't be having to pay anything for like another couple weeks. So, you know, I don't know, coincidences, maybe technical error on my part, but like I said, bill wasn't due. So I don't really get what is going on or why that was happening. But there are so many interferences that we get. Dave and I get interferences all the time. Look, if you people don't know this, you know, the federal government listens to our phone calls. The federal government interferes with our communications whenever we're doing Skype or we're doing Zoom. I can't tell you how many times it's happened on Skype, but it's happened on Zoom where, you know, we'll just be talking and then bam, everything just gets disconnected. And that's not normal. I've interviewed at least 100 people or more. Dave's interviewed thousands of people. And this doesn't normally happen, does it, Dave?
No. No, but I can tell you, I had experiences this morning, too. I'm talking to, and I'll just use a general descriptor because I don't want to reveal the identity, but I'm talking to a government official. And there's some prominence involved here. And we're talking about a very sensitive case. And it goes back to the Breaker report, of all things. Click. Couldn't get each other back. That happened to me in two phone conversations this morning on sensitive issues, and then I couldn't get a hold of you, and I sent you a text that did not go through. So clearly we're being monitored. Clearly we're being interfered with, because this is absolutely routine. When we do our shows now, I frequently have Doug record on his end too, because we've had so much interference in our show material. And it's interesting because I can use our recording mechanisms for anything else, but as soon as they get into sensitive areas, we have all kinds of issues.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I think it's the spirit of the age. The closer we get to whatever apocalypse is coming, you know, the closer we get to World War III and all this other stuff, especially the election cycle. You know, does anyone else remember in 2016 when Trump was running and you had, like, the witches of America, yeah, and Hillary, yeah, Clinton was like joined with them, and they were casting spells and making hexes. Some people think this is like a hocus pocus. You know, a lot of people think it's just hooey. Dude, it's not. It's not. Hey, suffer not the witch to live, as the Bible would say. There is power in what those people do, but it's blood sacrifice. A very tragic thing happened this morning. Today is a day where there's supposed to be human sacrifice according to the satanic calendar. If none of y'all know what the satanic calendar is, you can download it and you can actually see every day where there's supposed to be a satanic ritual, blood sacrifice, freaking all kinds of nasty, gross stuff. And like I said, the marriage of the beast is supposed to be coming up soon. And then today was supposed to be a human sacrifice. And it'll tell you, is it a child, a teenager, a woman, a man? Sometimes it says how they're supposed to be killed. And so something similar to a teenager is supposed to be abducted and sacrificed today. And man, before we got on, me and Amy were just sitting here, it popped up on the phones that there was just a kidnapping within this area of a 13-year-old girl. And it's chilling. It's chilling when you think about how vulnerable your kids are, or you are, and that cult sacrifices happen. Occult sacrifices happen. They have always been here. They will always be here. They used to be in the dark, out in the groves. Now they're done in the cities. Now they're done at the abortion centers, Planned Parenthood. I forgot the name of the place. You know, recently you had the Church of Satan or whatever come out and fully fund a Planned Parenthood building and said that we dedicate every abortion to Satan. Look, they're not saying this stuff because it gets under our skin, because they're narco-anarchist, okay? And they're just, you know, those kids who want to make people feel unsecure about their faith because they get their rocks off on it. These people believe what they're saying. The problem that pisses me off a lot is that the Satanist, the New World Order weirdos who like to sacrifice people and want to destroy the world, they believe in their power. Why do Christians not believe in the power of prayer, the protection from God? We literally have the plan in a book called the Bible. Some of you may even have it and read it, of how to protect ourselves, how to fight against this enemy. And trust me, and you can listen to some of Russ Dizzar's tapes. We listen to it every day, probably every day. And we remember a lot of the experiences he had, where he would say, you know, they would go out to places. Sometimes they'd be led to go out to an area where there was a witch's coven, and they were doing their sacrifices. And Russ was talking about digging up bones that had runes carved on them. And then all of a sudden, they started to get this overwhelming feeling of dread and fear, and they need to leave. So Russ went and opened up all the car doors on his car and started blaring praise and worship music. And then shortly after that, they left. You know, their power is real. Our power is more real. You know, and Christians, you need to learn how to harness the power of God that he's given you, because there's going to come a time when the gun's not going to protect you anymore. And you better have another form of protection. It's one of the reasons why I say train, prep, and pray. Okay? It's not just the fact that there are demons out there that get sent on assignment against you. All right? That happens. But sometimes a demonically empowered person can be sent against you. So you may not have time to rebuke the demon. You may only have time to pull the gun. So you better be ready for both. And Russ would confirm that. Steve Quayle would confirm that. Pastor Lankford and I have talked about that before. All right, I've talked to other police chaplains who have explained similar things like that before. We arrested a guy who was MS-13 when I was in San Antonio. He had Baphomet on top of a pentagram tattooed on his hand. It was Baphomet in one palm, and it was the pentagram in the other palm. And he kept raising his palms at me like if he was, you know, doing some weird magical spell at me. And we had him detained. We were interviewing him. And some of the guys in the office started to get kind of weird feeling. They're really off. And I just remember like, okay, this is not right. So I handcuffed the guy behind his back. And I was really, really close to like just like finding something to put in his mouth to bit him, because he just would not shut up, wouldn't stop spitting. He was literally speaking curses upon us. So we ended up, you know, kicking him out and put him in jail. He got caught with meth, by the way. So we didn't just randomly find a guy. He had meth on him. So he was going to jail regardless, right?
Yeah, of course.
But these people are demonically empowered. They're demonically charged. Okay. And some of them, as Russ would tell you, have superhuman-like abilities at times. I have dealt with people that are, and I believe, maybe you can speak to this, Dave, I believe that narcotics have quite the effect on people, but I think there are times when you can be high on narcotics, and it's like, because you have thinned that veil, a demon can hit you right then and demonically empower you. We had this guy in jail one time, and all we were trying to do was strip him out and put him in the jail clothes. And the dude just would not listen, would not listen, would not listen, started to fight us. And he was probably 120 pounds, maybe like 5'3". And two state patrol officers, Texas state troopers, had brought him in. And so we're in, this is when I worked for the sheriff's department many, many years ago. And we're trying to strip this dude out to go put him in general population. And we ended up having to tase this guy like four different times until he finally calmed down and said yes, sir, to us and started listening. And we're like, man, what is this guy on, like PCP or something? We go and talk to the two state troopers. Like, no, he was running up and down the road, you know, in and out of traffic. He's crazy. Like, nah, man, because he was pulling apart our arms and our hands. And the human body is incredibly strong. And when you are either empowered demonically or empowered through narcotics, the human body can be extraordinarily strong. But when you got guys that are, you know, my size and bigger holding you down, that's not normal, Dave, for them to be able to, you know, fight against us like that. And we had five guys trying to hold this one guy down, and it probably took us 30 minutes to finally calm him down. You know, so he wouldn't hurt himself. He was trying to slam his head into the concrete floor. So, you know, we're doing everything but trying to make him not hurt himself or us not hurt him. So, you know, that's just some of what I can recall. There's been – here, I'll tell you another story. Skinwalker Ranch. Here's an actual Skinwalker Ranch story. Me and a partner of mine, I'll just say his name is his name is Todd. We'll just say that. We're driving through the Ute Nation, and I said, we're on our way to Portland. I said, hey, look, it's right here on the way. Let's stop and stop by Skinwalker Ranch. We're not going to go in it or anything. I just want to stop and see, you know, this is the area that it's in. And so we both agreed, and guess what we were listening to? Hunt for Skinwalker. So we've been listening for like 3 hours. And we're both super into this book. We're talking about stuff in the area and all these extraordinary experiences and talking about, you know, as two guys that are from the military and both law enforcement, how would we deal with and handle these very bizarre situations? And then we fill up at a dinosaur gas station. Okay. And we're like 15 minutes from the place. Like I said, all we're going to do is just drive by. We just want to see the area because we're on official duty. We're not going to, you know, venture off. And so, you know, we're driving through this area 15 minutes before we're supposed to be within the area of the ranch. Todd audibly hears his name come through the speakers of the car. So what happens is we lose all service. So the book stops playing and it like goes into static mode. And we look at each other like, what in the heck? And then it goes, Todd. And my buddy grabbed the steering wheel and yanked me off the road. And I was driving, yanked me off the road. We almost wrecked. He's like, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're not getting anywhere near it. I'm not doing this anymore. We're not listening to this book. And I'm like, man, that is crazy that happened, because we're two guys. We've seen dead bodies. We've seen a lot of bad stuff. He's been in war. I've been in war. And we don't typically get shocked by a lot of things. Heck, for the last 4 years, we have been rotating in and out of Portland and the border. So either cartel or domestic terrorism, right? And this freaked him out. Freaked me out. I'm not going to lie to you. Freaked me out. We're like, okay, this was a stupid idea. We're just going to keep driving to the northwest until we finally get to the hotel in Idaho. And, I mean, that was one of those things that we talk about it, you know, here and there about how it freaked us out. And, you know, law enforcement is supposed to be a credible witness. When you go up on the stand as law enforcement and they say, hey, what is your witness? So give me your testimony to this crime or to this incident. What did you see? Typically, the court goes with what we say because we're declared to be a credible witness. We put our livelihood on the line that we don't giglio ourselves and lie on the stand like the FBI does. But I would tell that story in front of a courtroom on, I don't know, like a lie detector test. And I guarantee you the needles wouldn't move. I mean, it freaked us out, Dave. All right, I think that's all I got for right now.
That's quite a bit. We went longer on this story than I anticipated, but I didn't want to cut it off because people need to understand we are in a spiritual warfare. The Chinese serve Satan, the dragon. Just look in the Bible. And there's no question the world is turning to Satan. You look at the hedonistic behavior in our society, drag queens and oral sex discussions for first graders. Need I say any more? This is all very, very satanic. The world's been turned upside down. I mean, it says that men will call good evil and evil good. Well, we certainly see that now. Everything today in terms of policy is about limiting reproduction. And I'm not even getting into the controversial spike protein. I'm not even talking about that, although I'm doing a show on it with former gubernatorial candidate from Oklahoma on this situation, spike proteins. But, Doug, you look at it, every form of sexual behavior that does not result in procreation is being honored by the leaders of this country and around the world, for that matter. And this is all about depopulation, no question. Satan is at the core, and we are so overrun today by nefarious forces. The cartel, according to the Brager Report, and I agree with the affidavits and the evidence I've seen, they are absolutely in charge, at least in 26 states, with thousands of pages of affidavits. And the cartel is very occultic. They represent China. We've been totally conquered. I quit the Republican Party because the GOP, Mitch McConnell, Against America First candidates, destroyed their candidacy by pulling money. Rona McDaniel, the head of the RNC, she's a Romney. I shouldn't have to go any farther than that. But she, too, has pulled money from key races. And here in Arizona, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors sabotaged Kerry Lake with voter fraud by having 60% of the voting machines in heavy Republican areas fail. And she's an America First candidate. We are being screwed. By the way, I don't know if you've heard this or not, Doug, but the World Economic Forum came out and they said they're encouraging all Western nations to limit white families to one child. This is after Biden, and I think this takes effect on the 1st of April. Biden's come out and says, oh, we've got all these protected groups that work in federal agencies, LGBTQ, if you're Black, Asian, Hispanic, Native American. But there are three groups that they say are the problem and why we have to have protective classes. If you are straight, white, and male, and this is said by our own federal government. So I actually produced something on YouTube, and I said, I no longer feel safe. Straight, white, and male. I've been identified. I've been identified as an enemy of the state, and this is Nazi Germany speak.
Let me play to you some of those recently played on C-SPAN. The guy's name is Kamua Kambon. He's an author and owner of Blacknificent Books.
Okay, we got about three minutes. Okay,
just all right, listen to what he says.
The one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted. And the one idea.
Yep. He said that.
What does he do?
I don't know. He's an author. He writes Blacknificent Books. Sounds racially based, I guess.
Well, I'd say so, but it's more than racially based. He's advocating for genocide.
Genocide.
This is what I talked about when I said that when Biden came out with his protective classes and singled me out and my three demographics of being straight, white, and male, I said, this is Nazi Germany speak. I come from a family, my dad's side of the family, they escaped the Nazis. They had their business burned down because they were mistaken for being Jewish, and they weren't. But don't confuse the Nazis with logic. And they just said, we're out of here. And I grew up hearing this stuff from my great aunt, my grandmother, my great grandmother. I heard all these stories about persecution. It's embedded into my consciousness. And I'm telling you, I'm saying to you what a lot of immigrants from third world countries like Iraq and so forth, what they're saying about America. A North Korean person came here, was studying in the Ivy League, and she says, I'm sitting in a North Korean classroom. These people hate America. So I'm going to repeat what these people are telling us who are immigrants that come from despotic regimes. We are doing now what's happening in these despotic regimes. These purveyors of genocide, we are doing what they are doing in their countries. We are Nazi Germany. They are going to persecute whites. They are going to limit white fertility until they exterminate. And this is their agenda. Everything that's coming out now is anti-white. You notice every negative political connotation they have to throw in white supremacist, even if it has nothing to do with race.
They're even calling black conservatives white supremacists. And I want to make a denotation here that I don't think this crazy guy that I just played represents 90% of black people. I don't think that at all. Okay.
Yeah,
you got
agree.
Crazy people all across the place. But here's where you should be worried. Okay. Recently, Xi Jinping and Putin just got done with their meeting for like a week about Ukraine. And here's a quote. While they were leaving, Xi Jinping told Putin, change is coming that hasn't happened in 100 years, and we are driving this change together. Gee, I wonder what change it is. It'd be a change in hands of who is in charge of the world. The world police will no longer be America. It will be China. And trust me, for all those countries who hate us, you'll wish you had the days when we were raining bombs down on top of you for freedom compared to what the Chinese will do.
I agree. You're absolutely right. We have traded the U.S. for China. I predict that China will negotiate a peace treaty with Ukraine and Russia. And that will propel them to the top of the heap as the world policeman. I believe that's coming. You can write that down as my prediction.
Yep.
Well, this is a direction we have never taken before on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, but it's needed. I mean, I have. Do I think the spiritual realm exists? I know it exists. And a lot of people think this is why CERN exists, so they can summon in Baal and these other evil spirits. That come from whatever they come from, and they come into this reality and wreak their havoc on the world. And unfortunately, this is we battle. You said it very well. We don't battle against flesh and blood, but principalities of darkness. And this is what we're dealing with here, folks. We are dealing with Satan. And I keep coming back to this too. Doug likes to close a lot of shows by saying we need to train, prep, and pray. And the pray part is really critical, because at the end of the day, nothing can stand up to the power of Jesus Christ and the power of prayer. However, not enough people are falling in line with this. And we're like one person short of the threshold that God used to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. We can't find enough decent people to carry on God's work, and we're a nation under judgment right now. But the only way out of this, the only way out of this is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Satanists, Chinese, cabal groups, they control all the pressure points. We are totally without power. I believe 70% of the country are made up of good, decent people that aren't on board with this. I think 20% are woefully ignorant, and only 10% are really evil. But nonetheless, this is what we're dealing with. Final comment, Doug, we got about 30 seconds.
Make sure that you are subscribing to the Doug and Dave Intel Report on Rumble. A lot of things are happening on YouTube, and apparently there's a big shift right now, people going from YouTube to Rumble. So make sure that you're on there. It's Doug and Dave Intel Report, one word. Make sure that you are subscribed to thecommonsenseshow.com and to the .tv. Please like and share this information and spread the news to everybody that we are coming after these politicians, no holds bar, and come and help us join the fight and help support what we're doing. And thank you very much to everyone who listens to us.
Yeah, I think that's well said. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no sitting on the fence now. I feel like Howard Beale, you know, I'm not going to let you hide under your table. Get up and go to your window right now and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, we need to do more than yell. We need to start taking proactive steps against this criminal, satanic, communist government that has usurped our power and our right to vote. Doug, we are out of time, my friend. So on behalf of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, I'm Dave Hodges. You've been listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report right here on the Common Sense Show, and we shall see you back here next time. God bless.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.